Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Well, I don't have a lot of time with you tonight because we've got Thursday night football. It's going to be the Vikings and the Chargers, so we've got you till 6:30. That's when coverage begins. In a few moments, we'll hear a little bit from Jim Montgomery. The Blues are in action this evening as well. They are playing host to Utah over at the Enterprise Center, so we'll play for you some of what Coach Montgomery had to say earlier today. But I did want to open up the show today with it's not just the biggest sports story from a national standpoint. This is one of the biggest stories in our country today that a number of individuals connected to the NBA, most notably Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups, who was a longtime player in the league, a basketball Hall of Famer, Terry Rozier, who is a current member of the Miami Heat, and then also a former player and coach in Damon Jones, were among about over 30 people who got arrested today by the FBI. Couple different investigations. One investigation into an illegal poker ring that was connected to the mafia, and they went through the different families that were involved in it. And this seems like it's something straight out of a movie, because you had guys wearing glasses or contacts that could see marked cards. You had machines that were shuffling the cards in a certain direction. You had X-ray machines underneath tables that could see. It was a very intricate thing. And the idea was they brought in a Chauncey Billups to participate, and then the individuals they were really going after would participate in these games with the idea that they would get to play alongside of celebrities like Billups. And then those were the individuals that basically got their money stolen from them by the rigged game. So, first, if all that's true, shame on Chauncey Billups, who has as good of a reputation as almost anybody. I've said this a couple times on the station today. I covered him when I lived in Colorado and when I covered the Nuggets. And the Billups family mean a lot in Colorado, and he has always been somebody who has really been held in high regard. So that's one side of it. The other side of it, and they are connected a little bit, because evidently Billups was allegedly giving information to bettors about individuals who may or may not play or injuries, things like that. And that's the sports side of it. Like, I really... for a sports program, I kind of separate the two. The poker game stuff is really interesting, and it involves athletes, so it's certainly worth mentioning. But that's more just like the straight, normal crime, mafia, all that. The other side of it is the sports gambling side of it. And especially as we live in a time where sports gambling is becoming more and more available, there's a lot of people who have a lot of takes on this. And Kevin and I talked about this a lot last hour in Rush Hour Sports, and I'll do my best not to just repeat everything we said an hour ago, because I'm sure many of you were with us an hour ago for that conversation. Some more details have come out. This is under the category of be careful who your friends are, because we mentioned Damon Jones, and Damon Jones was a player and then a coach with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He then became kind of an unofficial coach with the Los Angeles Lakers. When Darvin Ham was the head coach of the Lakers, he asked Jones to come be part of the staff unofficially, did not get paid, but he was somebody who was part of things. And Jones had a relationship with LeBron James. He would work out with LeBron, and that was the connection to bringing Jones in to being more involved with the Lakers because of the relationship that he had with LeBron. Well, as more and more details have come out, and when you read the charges that were levied today, names are not specifically mentioned, but you can figure things out. If somebody says, you know, a prominent basketball player who played from X to X and then has been a head coach since so-and-so, like, you know they're talking about Chauncey Billups. And there's a point where a player is mentioned who kind of fits the description of LeBron James, and ESPN has since reported that indeed LeBron James was the prominent player that was mentioned in the report, and the reason he was mentioned, not that he's involved with it, he's not, but it was that his guy, Damon Jones, was passing information around. In fact, they have evidence that had James saying to in a text message to somebody to bet big on the Milwaukee Bucks when they were going to match up against the Lakers because James was not going to play in that game, and that was not yet official information. And Damon Jones said in this text message that they have, said, quote, bet enough so D. Jones can eat too. So obviously Jones was taking something off the top of this, which is just a terrible look. Lakers have not commented on this at this point in time. Let me say this, because the knee-jerk reaction to this is, oh, this is what happens when you bring sports gambling into more places. This is what happens when teams are getting in bed with the different sports gambling companies. My take on it is, finding this information out is what happens. Now, there's two different things here. There's the FBI investigation into Damon Jones, and then there's the other investigation into a Terry Rozier who went out with an injury after 9 minutes, and evidently there was a lot of betting on his under. So that those are different, but at the same time, if all of a sudden a ton of money starts coming in on the Milwaukee Bucks out of nowhere one night when they're going to play the Lakers, that's going to get flagged. So we want to live in a world where sports is as pure as possible, as true as we're never going to be at 100%. There's always going to be somebody doing something that they're not supposed to be doing, and it probably happens more than we give it credit for. More often than not, these guys who maybe give a little bit of information to somebody are helping out a friend, doing something that is never going to get caught. And it just gets caught when all of a sudden a lot of people have the information and a lot of people are trying to take advantage of it. But I do give credit to the different sports gambling entities who flag the unusual betting activity and immediately get it to authorities and immediately get it to the leagues, because the leagues don't want this. Today's a black eye for the NBA. And when Emmanuel Clase got suspended for Major League Baseball, there's a black eye for Major League Baseball. Anytime you are not completely trusting what you are seeing as being individuals competing at the highest level, That is a black mark. That is a black mark for whatever league. And as much as it takes place, I'm hopeful that this is going to be a deterrent, and I'm hopeful they're continuing to do things to try to make sure that stuff like this does not continue to happen. We'll maybe bring this back up coming up tomorrow, but right now I want to take a break because we got to hear from Jim Montgomery, the Blues head coach. Blues are in action tonight against Utah. One player back in the lineup. We'll tell you, actually two players back in the lineup. We'll tell you who those players are in just a moment here on KMOX.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Just a few minutes left in the program for today. We're going to get out of here a little bit early. We've got coverage of Thursday Night Football from Westwood One Sports. Tonight, the matchup, the Minnesota Vikings on the road to take on the Chargers, and coverage from Westwood One Sports will begin at 6:30. The Blues are also in action tonight as they match up against the Utah Mammoth over at the Enterprise Center. Blues looking for a bounce back after a somewhat subpar performance their last time out, what was a 2-1 overtime loss against the Kings. Head coach Jim Montgomery spent some time talking with the media earlier today. Let's listen in to what he had to say a bit, and we'll start with the defensive side of things, as the defensive pairings have Logan Mayhew back into the lineup. He had missed some time, and when he was out as a healthy scratch, the indication was that it's just a young guy continuing to develop, and once he was back in the lineup, he would be there to stay. We'll see if that happens, because he is back in the lineup tonight, and he's been paired with a veteran defenseman in Cam Fowler, and Montgomery said that it is very important for Mayhew to be able to work with someone like a Fowler, just as he continues to come into his own.
It's very beneficial, you know, breaking into this league. I know I saw an article on Pronger, and I was talking to actually Chris Weidman at dinner last night, and he talked about it takes at least 200 games to really understand how to manage a game. Not so much how to play it, but to manage it. It's two significantly different things, and it's much harder as a defenseman than it is as a forward. Playing with someone like Fowler, who really takes pride in being a great teammate and helping others, and he makes others better, is very beneficial because he defends and he possesses the puck a lot. It allows a partner to really watch and learn while you're playing with someone, and the two of them together skate so well and they're so long that they're going to be able to defend really well tonight as well.
We have certainly seen some mistakes from Mayhew here in the early portion of his Blues tenure. And Montgomery made the point that as a defenseman, making mistakes are a whole lot less forgiving as opposed to when a forward makes a mistake.
As a forward, you turn over the puck. You usually, if you're a winger, you have a center and two defensemen before you get the puck to the goaltender. As a defenseman, you're lucky if your partner is backing you up. Yeah, so, you know, it's a difference of 2 to 3 players versus one or none. That's one thing. So the mistakes are magnified that way. You pinch a puck in the offensive zone, you don't get the puck, and forward is not backing you up, it's a 2-on-1 or a breakaway. As a forward, you dive in wrongly, you have two defensemen back you up. At worst, it's a 3-on-2. So, like, managing the game, and then forward, you turn over the puck in the offensive zone, same thing. You got two defensemen backing you up. A defenseman, you try a high-end play and you turn it over, it's a 2-on-1 or a breakaway. So just the mistakes get magnified. And the subtle great plays, finding the middle of the ice on breakouts, compared to making a play in the neutral zone to a center with speed who gets a 2-on-1. Like the play popping it to a center all alone and creating a 3-on-2 or something, it's not as noticeable. Sometimes it's only a 3-on-3, but you carry the puck out with speed. And we know how important it is. And that's why defensemen are so vital to the team's success, is because they start everything and they end everything.
From a forward standpoint, Montgomery did have some good news when it comes to Oscar Sundqvist.
Sonny's doing well. He's going to be a player.
Sundqvist is going to be the fourth line center. He's going to center Nathan Walker on one side and then Nick Bjugstad there on the other. Montgomery was asked about Sundqvist's impact on that fourth line, and Montgomery was very quick to not just limit it to fourth line impact, but talk about impact on the overall team.
It's more what he adds to our team. He adds a warrior mentality. He's very hard to play against. He's hard in the hardest areas, whether it's walls or net fronts, offensively and defensively. And his detail, like, he has an exceptional defensive stick. So whether it's on the PK or it's in our own end, whether he's playing wing or he's playing down low, he kills a lot of plays. And he knows how to build our team game offensively.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday. That top line is going to be Robert Thomas in the middle of Pavel Buchnevich and Jordan Kyrou. So that group is coming back together once again. For Buchnevich, so far the stats are not totally there, but Montgomery is actually pretty comfortable with the effort that he's seen from Buchnevich, even if he doesn't quite have that luck that you would like him to have.
Overall, I thought he had a great camp so far this year. I thought he started the year off playing well, hasn't had puck luck. And I think, like anyone that's a gifted offensive player, when you don't have the production that you're used to, it gets magnified early in the year. But I know by the end of the year, he's going to be a 25 to 30 goal scorer for us with 70 to 80 points for us.
Another thing Montgomery has talked about specifically for this matchup with Utah, he really likes the way that the Thomas Buchnevich Kyrou line is able to match up against the top line of the Mammoth.
Well, because the last two times we played Salt Lake, that's the matchup I wanted. And in Salt Lake, they wanted it too. We won both games. So, and they were the game-winning goal in Utah. And last time we played them, it was, I think we had 3 power play goals. So it was a little different, but still, I think the game was 6-0.
And when it comes to that top line for the Mammoth, it includes a St. Louisan in Clayton Keller, who's once again having a very good season. And he is someone who is quite impressive to Montgomery.
Just a dynamic player and, you know, typical of an elite player in the league. He gets better every year. He seems to be off to a better start this year than I've ever seen him. He's had some incredible starts. I think he understands where he has success offensively off the rush and in zone now. He's so compatible with Schmaltz, and the two of them are off to a great start this year. So you just got to be aware of him. Now, you got to be aware of him off faceoffs. You got to be aware of him on the power play. So he presents a lot of problems just because of his dynamic skill and competitiveness.
That is St. Louis Blues coach Jim Montgomery, as the Blues are in action tonight. They are matched up against the Utah Mammoth, and puck drop's going to be just a little bit after 7 o'clock over at the Enterprise Center. And that is going to do it for this shortened edition of this program. Again, we are done early because we've got Thursday night football tonight. The Vikings and the Chargers from SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. Coverage from Westwood One Sports begins in just a few minutes at 6:30. Back at you tomorrow for a full two-hour program on a Friday. Enjoy your evening, and we will talk to you tomorrow for another Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.